You're listening to KNX In Depth. Along with Mike Simpson, I'm Charles Feldman.
Reminder after news and traffic at the bottom of the hour. It's Amazon Prime Day. Again, ample opportunities for you to spend a whole bunch of money. Amazon wants to pay you $10 to do something. We'll tell you what that something is.
Right now, though, the House of Representatives poised to take a very rare vote to officially rebuke President Trump. This is in response to the president's tweets calling on four Democratic congresswomen of color to, and I'm quoting, go back to their countries. President Trump, meantime, showing just about zero signs of backing down from his attacks on that group of congresswomen, insisting the House should be rebuking them. Well, Karen Bass is a Democratic congresswoman from Los Angeles, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So explain briefly the point of this vote.
Well, the point of the vote is really to take a stand as the House of Representatives and say that what the president said was unacceptable. We know it's racist. He has spewed this rhetoric from the time he went down those golden escalator. And it just really lowers and compromises the presidency. And so that is the point of the resolution, is to condemn what he said.
How rare is a move like this?
It's very rare. I mean, I can't even recall in the 8 years that I've been here this happening more than it's happened since we have been here with this president. So remember now, the first couple of years, we were governed by the Republicans, and they have not criticized him for anything. Even the most egregious things he said, even his pathological lying, they have not been critical. Why? Because they're scared to death of being tweeted, which could result in them being primaried. And at some point in time, you have to say, how low am I willing to go to save my seat? Don't I have any integrity left?
One of your colleagues, as you may know, Representative Al Green, is saying that he plans to file articles of impeachment tonight. What do you think about that? Is it time?
Well, I don't believe that it's time for us to impeach the president. I do believe that what Representative Green is doing, he's done a couple of times before. I think it will be more symbolic than anything. And it's making the point that from his point of view, he has committed impeachable offenses. But I want to see us follow the process. We have only been in office for 6 months. And our first months, we were in a shutdown. Our second month, the Republicans wouldn't even assign people to committees. We really didn't start hitting our stride until March. And so to call for the impeachment after a few months, I don't think is appropriate. But I do understand the sentiment behind what he's going to do. And believe me, I feel the same thing. But if we impeach him, I want him evicted. I don't want him impeached for symbolic reasons. I want him moved out of the Oval Office, out of the White House, so that we can actually put our country back in a stable, respectable footing in the eyes of the world.
A lot of people are tired of symbolism, though. They want some action. So even if you look at the resolution today, it is symbolic. What comes out of this? Is it at least getting everyone to say yes or no on this resolution,
yes,
Republicans included?
Yes, I think it would be not appropriate for us to do nothing. And so this is a vehicle where we can express our sentiment. We can say that what he has said is racist and inappropriate. I think it's important for us to do that.
When the president says, and he was asked yesterday something, I forgot the exact question, but something along the lines of, you know, isn't he, regretful of the comments he made, and aren't those comments racist? And I believe his response also was along the lines of, no, he doesn't believe they're racist. And besides, he says a lot of people, I guess he means his most ardent supporters, agree with him.
Well,
let me ask you something, Congressman. Is that a bigger in some ways problem, if that's true, than whatever the president's beliefs might be?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but you know, he always says that, and you never know who he's really talking about. But I have no doubt that the people who he is close with, whether they agree with him or not, you know that's what they're going to say. Just like you see a cabinet meeting, it looks like something you would see in North Korea, where everybody compliments dear leader when they go one by one and talk about how wonderful he is. Even Attorney General Barr at the press conference, where they clearly lost the court decision, he begins by congratulating him. If you don't say something nice to the president at least 10 times a day, you might get on his bad list. So who knows whether he really talked to anybody. But I'm sure that the people that he has surrounded himself with shares his racial views. You know, racism is not new to this president. I mean, it's essentially second generation. His father was, you know, the housing that they had. I mean, you know the story. He has a long history of racist statements, of racist actions. So why are we surprised?
When it comes to not speaking out for fear of consequences, did he telegraph another message loudly today saying in a new tweet, Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their, being the Democrats, trap? Meaning what? Don't vote for this today. It's not weakness to speak your mind, is it?
I don't think he needs to send any more messages to them. They know what will happen. I mean, they know what happened to Mark Sanford. They know what happened to members that got out of line. I mean, he is a dictator. He's running. He has seized the Republican Party. He's running it like you would run a political party in North Korea.
Representative Karen Bass is with us. Just stay on the line and hang out for a quick break and then a traffic report. And we'll have more of this right on the other side as KNX In Depth continues.